down as executive director, so this was one of her last speeches. Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. As you know, this is my final week on the job, and I must admit it is hard to say goodbye to UNICEF. I'd like to share with you some of the reasons why I feel that way. First, UNICEF is an organization that makes a difference. Over the last 10 to 15 years, we have seen important progress for children. Child mortality has dropped by some 16% globally since 1990, 34% if you take out sub-Saharan Africa. Deaths from diarrhea have fallen in half over the same period. Measles deaths have declined by more than a third since 1999. We have reduced the number of children out of school to fewer than 100 million for the first time. And more countries are adopting legislation and taking other steps to protect children from the worst kinds of abuses and exploitation. These are a few of the indicators that tell us that we are moving in a positive direction with regard to children. But it has not been nearly enough. I'm the first to say that I wish we had accomplished more for children over the past 10 years. As we published in the State of the World's Children Report for 2005, more than a billion children, nearly half of all children alive today, are effectively being robbed of childhood by the triple threat of AIDS, conflict, and extreme poverty. If we are to achieve and sustain progress on any of the Millennium Development Goals, it is essential that we invest more in the health, well-being, and protection of children. I have traveled to more than 100 countries in my 10 years at UNICEF, many of them several times. I have seen some pretty horrible things, as I'm sure most of you have as well. People who don't have the honor that you and I do of seeing the world in this way often ask me how I keep from becoming overwhelmed by despair and pessimism. For me, the answer is as simple as it is true. UNICEF is fundamentally an optimistic institution. It was created with hope and optimism and is continually renewed by the hope and optimism that children bring into the world. It is, I should add, a pragmatic optimism. We remain hopeful because UNICEF's 8,000 staff in 158 countries are out there helping find solutions every day. So despite the great challenges of AIDS, conflict, and poverty, despite the rapid global changes that have altered children's lives since 1995, and despite the long road we have to travel to reach the Millennium Development Goals, I am fundamentally optimistic. Before I take your questions, I would like to mention three areas where UNICEF is doing great work and that I believe can make a huge difference in reaching the Millennium Development Goals. They are child survival, protection of children, and education, especially for girls.